Well, hello, friends, and welcome to a new episode of the Fullest Life Podcast. I'm your host, Vita Tucker, and it is Sunday. It's a Sunday evening late. I am here in Buffalo, New York. Actually, I'm not in Buffalo anymore. I landed in Buffalo, and now I am in Pennsylvania, and I drove to Pennsylvania to the area which I'm going to be speaking in this week. So just, it's such a nice night here in Pennsylvania. You know, normally when it's cold this time of year, but the weather is so beautiful outside. I mean, I think it's warmer in Pennsylvania than it is, you know, down south right now. So anyway, anywho, it is a pleasure to be before y'all. This is the Fullest Life Podcast. Fat Cat Podcast is dedicated to women. It is dedicated to us living our fullest life. Doesn't mean, y'all, we don't have trials, situations, and circumstances. Just means that we are endeavoring to live our fullest life. And so with that said, you all, this past week, it was, I had a hard week, y'all. I had a really hard week, and I literally had to and push myself to live my best, my fullest life. And what I mean by that is it doesn't mean that I was 100% myself, because I was not. I had some trials and some situations that I've been going through that escalated, and then some other stuff that was added on top of that. And it became really tough, and I got into a place that I was just like, can't do it. I don't want to do it. I'm tired. I'm frustrated. You know, my faith began to wane, should I say. And it was just a hard spot. And so I think about when I'm going through those hard spots, I think about the things that I say on our podcast, you know, because I don't want to be a talker and not a doer. And I had to look at myself and say, okay, Vita, what you're going to do to make the best out of this? And I'm going to tell you, for a couple of days, my best was absolutely sitting down and just having the moment. Just letting myself have the moment that I needed to have. And so, you know, part of our fullest life, when I say living our fullest life, that means we're giving 100% to be our best, right? And sometimes our 100% doesn't look the same as the 100% over here, right? We do this little thing we say, some of the guys that I speak with, and they always say, give your 100% when they're talking to some of our students and some of the things we do. And that 100% may look different from someone else's 100%, right? So if you are, let's say you can't bend your knees. If you can't bend your knees and I say jumping up and down, your 100% might be like, ooh, like this in the chair, right? As opposed to somebody else who's 100%, maybe they can bend, maybe they're like me and they ran track and their knees are bad and they can bend them. But woo, sometimes that pain come like, well, can we straighten them? You know, so you might not bend as much or jump as high as that person who is in great physical shape. Their knees don't bother them, legs down, they don't have any ailments. And they're like jumping beans. And they're just up and down, right? That's their 100%. And it's sometimes in our lives, we have our 100% doesn't always look the same. But we're endeavoring to live our fullest life. That was me this past week. This week, and I did no traveling this week. And I was at home the whole time. But I think I needed to be home, because had I had to deal with all the things that I dealt with this past week from a distance, I don't know how that would have looked. But thank God I didn't have to do it, right? So my 100%, giving my fullest life or my 100% of living it, it didn't look like what it looks like when I'm having a great day. Understand what I'm saying? Because when we everything's in line and everything is going our way, our fullest life is like on a whole nother level. Because things are lining up and you good, right? But when they're not good, can you still press through? Can you still live your fullest life? You can. It's not going to look like the 100% day. It's going to look like a different day. It's going to look like a 90% day. But you can still live your fullest life. And what I mean by that is that you don't quit and throw in the towel. You don't quit and you don't throw in the towel. And those temptations come. You know, I'm going to tell you what. I am as human as that I can possibly be. I'm not a superhuman being. I am not like some grand thing, you know. I am a Christian. I love the Lord. He loves me. I believe that I am filled with God's Holy Spirit, and I ask him to fill me on a daily basis. But in the midst of that, y'all, I'm still human. And so I have human emotions and human moments. And this week I had some human moments, right? And in your humanness, and when you have those moments that, you know, things are just really hard and they're rough for you, and, you know, you become overwhelmed. One of the best things I've found for me to do is to pull back. I have to pull back and stop for a moment. And that's not just pulling back from doing a lot of stuff. That's pulling back from people. I'm not saying isolate myself. I'm saying take a moment and pull back so that I can get into a quiet space so that I can hear what God is saying and not all the other voices around me. And so that's what I had to do, because it was so much coming at me. And even those support systems that I had in place this week, even my support system became a challenge for me. And I'm not saying that I love my support systems any less, or they're still not support system. It's just that it was part of all that was going on this week. There was a major challenge and a major battle going on to see, you know, what you're going to do. You going to quit? You going to live your fullest life? Or are you going to just, you know, throw in the towel? And when I say throw in the towel, I don't mean quit life. I mean, just give up all hope and just allow your emotions to beat the hay out of you. And I couldn't. I couldn't do that. And I almost thought I was going to cuss, didn't y'all? I know. Scared myself for a minute. I said, oh my God, did I just cuss? Woo, y'all, I love this, because I can be just as real with y'all as I can. I did not. I said the hay out of me, okay? That comes too. When you are having those times in life when things are rough, stuff come up, and I'm telling you, it'll come up. But it was just a challenge. And so I thought I would share with y'all that I had a rough week, but I'm still here. And one of the highlights of this past week, because I really was, and I had to, was spending time Saturday with my mom, my sister, my niece, and my nieces, and particularly spending time with my mom. And I'm going to tell you, I had to press out. I had to make myself do it, because there was so much on me. My thoughts were just generating. It was like, well, no, you don't have time to do that, because this is what you need to do, and this is what you need to do, and what if you do this and this? And literally, my mind was just racing. And my son looked at me and he said, Mom, stop. He said, you're overthinking and you're thinking too much in yourself. Just stop. Lay down and stop. And I really thank him for that, because my mind had to start running 100 miles an hour of how I was going to handle stuff and how I was going to take care of this and how I was going to take care. And none of it was working. And so I was trying to be like, okay, so if I do A, then B, but I can't do C, so let's go to W. Yeah, do W, then come back to Z. No, not come back to Z. Go to D. Yeah, go to... I'm telling you what, it was the worst equation ever. It wasn't a calculus equation. It wasn't geometry. It wasn't algebraic. It wasn't an algorithm. It was just crazy. It was just crazy thoughts, one after another, just coming. And so when he said that, I had to stop. So I woke up the next morning and I'm like, that's it. I can't solve this problem right now. I can't. I don't have the answer, so I can't solve it. When I can't solve it, I don't have the answer. I don't know about what y'all do, but I make sure I turn it over to the Lord, which I should have already have done, but I went and picked it back up. Got to work on that. So not perfect. But anyway, I said, I am pressing past everything that's going on, and I'm going to go hang out with my mom and my sisters, my sister and my nieces. So glad I did. Had a great day, great moments with my mom, and she was just at her best, you guys. You know, when people are dealing with, when you have family members and they're dealing with health situations and different things are going on, especially as our parents get older, it becomes sometimes you show up and you're there to see them, but they can't give you what you need, right? But she was like, I mean, she was on 100, y'all. She was just her, and she was in the moment. She was active. She felt great, and it was just, such a great moment. And I would have missed it. I would have missed it had I allowed my trials, my situations, my circumstances, and everything I was going through to take control and not live my fullest life. My fullest life for this week was making that connection with my mom, making that connection that I needed. So while my mom can't give me what she used to give me, what she gave me on Saturday was phenomenal. It was what I needed right then. Remember I just talked about that 100%? Her 100% from, I don't know, 10 years ago that she would have given me is not the 100% that she can give me right now. But what she gave me right now was like 100. It was the 100%. It was the 100% I needed right now. It was what I needed to say, you know what? I can press forward. Yeah. I can keep going. Yeah. It gave me an opportunity to smile. It gave me an opportunity to get outside of my head and stop overthinking things. It gave me an opportunity to be there and just hold her hand, to hug her, you know, to say a prayer, a quiet prayer over her whenever, you know, and she had, you know, just thankfulness. Thankfulness in the small things while the big things are going on. That's the fullest life. That's a full life, y'all. The fullest life is not because you got everything in order. The fullest life is not because everything is working out perfectly. The fullest life is not because you bang it, you know, you bossing up and you got all the money. It ain't because you got all the, you know, your clothes on point, you know, you got this, you got that. That's not the fullest life because too many people with all of that, y'all, who are hurting. But the fullest life is when we can find moments to just smile and to love on somebody else and allow them to love on you. See, when my son told me to go lay it down, and actually he laid me down. He was like, lay down. Okay, that's it. You know, it was that was him showing love for me. Knowing that he knows his mom, and he's like, Mom, you gonna have to stop. You know, that to me, I received from him. That made me full. And in turn, I was able to go give it to my mom. And while I thought I was giving to her, she was actually giving to me again. I'm getting filled up. My cup was empty. Yeah. My cup had about, if we're talking about a glass of water, I had a communion cup full of water left at the bottom. And then the love came in. People loved on me. I was able to love on somebody else. And I got full. I got full, and I trust. Remember that I'm not in control of my life anyway. God's in control. And I trust him in all things, and I have to trust him in all things. So stop panicking, Rita. Get out your own head. You can solve it if you want. Can't solve a lot of stuff. Stuff happens every day I have no control over. And, you know, you either. So it just really did my heart well to spend that time with her. And while it not only did my heart well, it did my emotion, my energy, my spirit, man, my emotions, my mind, my everything came to a point where I was able to get a grip and say, it's all right. We can still go on. And so, the fullest life. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to live. Our fullest life in the moment. What does that look like for you today? You know, here it is about 9 o'clock on a Sunday evening. When you see this on tomorrow or Tuesday or Wednesday or 3 years from now, I don't care when it is you see this. What's your fullest life going to be today? And don't compare it to yesterday's fullest life. Don't compare it to the moment you had 4 weeks ago, the moment you had 4 years ago. Don't compare it to what you think is going to be in the future. What is it going to be today? How are you going to be your best self and live your fullest life today? What are you going to do that honors somebody else, that shows love, that is Jesus first, others second, and yourself last? That's joy. That's joy. And it comes because you, when you put it in that order, it comes. And I know some of y'all like, you know, I don't do Jesus well. Okay. You might not. You might want to think about it. That's all I can say. But your fullest life is not lived. Your fullest life doesn't always look the same. But we want to live full so that we can die empty. And that's going to look different. And if we always looked the same, if I didn't get on here and tell y'all that I was struggling, man, that would be such a sad thing to think I'd do a podcast and all y'all think is, oh, she got it together. Oh, her life is so good. You know, she never has problems. This life is full of them. They come, they go, they're going to come again another day. They're going to go away. I'm not even done with the last one. But I know this. There is joy. There is joy in the midst of the problems. There's happiness and there's joy. There's peace in our lives as we come in and out of situations. As we go in and out. You know, I knit. I don't know if y'all know that. I knit. And I have to show y'all sometimes. Like, I do this hand knitting too. You ever seen those big blankets in the store that they sell for way a lot with the large loops and everything, really giant blankets? They have big loops. It's not like the little knitting loops. They're big loops. I know I do that. And so a couple of years ago, I made a lot of different blankets for different people. But one of the things about it, when you're hand crocheting or hand knitting, either way, which whatever one you do, you make a loop and then you take another loop and you stick it inside that loop, right? You pull it out, you go around and you keep looping, right? Now, sometimes when you pull that one loop out, it looks like a lot. Dang, it's like looks, they're not uniform in size, should I say that? But by the time you get to the end, whether they're uniform in size or not, somehow that pattern comes together and it looks so great. That's us. It ain't always going to look the same and everything ain't always going to be good. But if we keep on going, we keep on living, we keep on striving to live our fullest life. Psalm 16 and 11, the Lord said he will show us the path of life, and in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. It all comes together and it looks beautiful. If we endeavor to live our fullest life. But if we quit, in the middle because we think this loop is not right and that stitch ain't right, then you are never going to finish what you started. So while I have a smile on my face right now, this was not here. A couple of days ago, it was like this. Right? But that's a part of life. We keep growing and we keep growing. And so I love you all. You all keep going and you keep growing, knowing that I am praying for you. I hope you're praying for me. You know, send some prayers my way, y'all. God got me. You know, he has it. And he has my life in his hand. It's all going to work out for my good. Always going to work out for my good. But wanted to share. Love you all. Have a super fantastic week. You know, I don't care when y'all see this. It never changes. The message is the same. That today is going to be the same good. If you play it 5 years from now, it's going to hit you where you need it to hit. So don't fret yourself and say, oh, she recorded that such and such a day. Yeah. Still good. Live your fullest life. Live full so that you can die empty. Love you guys.